Star One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Yesterday on the program, I brought you a special Hour One Nugget from Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2. Today, I'm going to continue that special by bringing you more of that. And also, we're looking at 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and verse 18. Let's remind ourselves of what Romans, the 2nd chapter, 12th chapter, verse 2 says. It says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's perfect will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." We looked at transforming your mind yesterday, and we prayed about that. Today, we're going to take a look at Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. Chapter 3 and verse 18, it says this, "So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." Just those few words are amazing. If you remember, when our Lord was crucified and when he died on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, the veil in the temple was torn into two. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, the veil was there in place in the temple, and the only people who could go through that veil into the Holy of Holies in the temple were the Levites, who were the high priests at the time. They were one of the tribes of Israel, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They were the Levites, and they were the high priests, and they were the only ones who could go into the Holy of Holies. In other words, there was a veil there. You and I couldn't go there. We had to be a high priest to go into that veil. So there was a separation of man and God at that time, because they say that the Holy of Holies was where the Lord himself resided. But when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, that veil was ripped asunder. It was ripped in two. Meaning, the veil had been dropped, in other words. So now, we had access to Almighty God. Us, the common man, had access to Almighty God because of Christ's death. Because it was him, dying on the cross at Calvary, who reconciled us with our Heavenly Father. And it is through Jesus that we can approach God Almighty the Father. It is through Jesus always. And oftentimes, beloved, we walk through our lives with a veil. And that veil is in front of us. We can't see properly. We can't see because this veil is very heavy and mesh. And so we're not seeing clearly. And that veil needs to be removed and destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. How can we have a veil? I'm glad you asked me that. I believe we can have a veil if we are not following the Lord Jesus Christ the way we should. I believe that we can have a veil if we are so locked into religiosity and dogma, it stops us from entering the Holy of Holies. It stops us from communicating with Almighty God because we feel we have to do that via a priest or via a vicar or whatever you want to say. I believe we can walk around with a veil on if we are just not seeing who the Lord God Almighty is. I believe that we can have a veil if we are not listening to the voice of God and the direction for our lives. That veil is put there, and oftentimes it's Satan who wants to keep that veil well in place, because if that veil is removed, beloved, and you see clearly for the first time, then Satan's concerned and worried. And he needs to do something about it. But look what Paul is saying to you today. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. Therefore, beloved, we have to ask ourselves this question. Has that veil been removed? So that we can begin, as Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, we can begin to transform ourselves into a new person by changing the way we think. What do you think so far? Let me ask you this question. If I ask you this question deep into your heart, I want you and I need you to be honest. Because if you're not being honest with me, you're not being honest with you. Ask yourself this question. Is there a veil in front of me? Am I too hung up on religiosity? You see, beloved, my entire ministry is about breaking down the walls of religiosity and dogma. My whole ministry is about bringing God's love into your lives and into your equation. You see, Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. And if we're not doing that, then I believe there is a veil in front of us stopping us from doing that, because it is God's will that we do that, and God will make a way for us to love one another as Jesus has loved us first. Do you hear where I'm coming from? And I believe that veil needs to be lifted. I believe that veil needs to come down so that you can see for yourself and sense the glory of Almighty God. I feel that so strongly at the moment. I feel all across the world there are veils all over the place that needs to be lifted so that you can behold the glory of the one that loved you first. Hallelujah and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How do you feel right at this moment? Are you being challenged by this word? Do you want to lift that veil? You've been noticing the worship has been happening today has been awesome. And for some reason, you have not felt that you could engage just that little bit further into worship. And you want to engage in worship, and you want to see His glory and sense it for yourselves. Well, today is your day, because today that veil is going to drop in Jesus' mighty name. That veil right across the world right now, all over the place, is going to drop in Jesus' name. And all I want you to do is to pray one thing only. And wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I want you to stop now and I want you to pray this prayer. If this is for you, I want you to pray this prayer. And I'd love you to do it out loud if you possibly can. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Lord God, take this veil from my eyes now. In Jesus' name, it is what I am requesting from my heart. Take the veil, Father, and destroy it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father God, I want to pray for your beloved people that you lift the veil of that person right across the world, Lord, wherever it happens to be, whether they're listening to the live show or the repeated show, Father, lift that veil, I pray, and let them behold your glory, many for the first time. I pray that in the wonderful, wonderful name of your precious Son, Jesus. And all the people said, Amen. Amen and amen.